Auto owners, promises made, promises kept. For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Call Pelham Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Winter wears heavily on all vehicles. Make sure your engine has the protection of maximum performance. For complete car care service, visit Gary's Car Care of Elkton. Gary's Car Care can flush and refill your cooling system, flush and refill your transmission, check your belts, hoses, battery, and alternator to make sure your vehicle runs smoothly. Gary's Car Care does complete mechanical repairs from brakes to major engine and transmission services. When you have mechanical problems, turn to Gary's Car Care of Elkton. That's Gary's Car Care, located at the light in Elkton. At the Heart of the Thumb in Elkton, a mother and daughter has teamed up to bring the women of the thumb a variety of fabrics and patterns. Backstreet Quilting Shop offers the unique service of machine quilting your quilts with their long arm quilting machine. Find a large selection of fabric, patterns, thread, and more. Make sure to check out the Backstreet Quilt Shop classes and schedule events online at Backstreet Quilt Shop at Comcast.net. The Backstreet Quilt Shop is open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 5, Thursdays 9 to 8, and Saturdays 9 till 2. Or give them a call at 375-4620. That's the Backstreet Quilt Shop located on York Street in Elkton. Home-cooked meals, small-town hospitality, daily food specials, and fun activities is what you'll find when you visit the Hitching Post Inn of Elkton. Every weekend, there's always something going on. Wednesday, it's Gentlemen's Night, and Thursday, Ladies' Night, where all drinks are half off, six to close. Enjoy all you can eat, fish fries on Fridays from 4 to 10. Book your special events like birthdays, anniversaries, showers, and family gatherings at the Hitching Post Inn anytime by calling 375-2496. That's your hometown hotspot of the thumb, the Hitching Post Inn of Elkton. No two promotions will be honored at the same time.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seaboing, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Are you aware? Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards are now as low as a penny a minute. That's right. Talk for as low as a penny a minute on prepaid. Plus, when you buy a $50 talk and text card, get a free LG 100 cell phone, and that includes free activation. Pick one up today. Get great Thumb Cellular phone service, yet you control the cost. No surprise bills and no contract. And there's more. With Thumb Cellular's new Fast Track Prepay Loyalty Program, after you've purchased 5 Fast Track cards, you'll get the 6th card free. So stop by Thumb Cellular at Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or see an authorized agent, and ask about the new Fast Track Prepaid Talk and Text cards for as low as a penny a minute, a free LG 100 cell phone, free activation, and Thumb Cellular's Fast Track Loyalty Program. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
We're back here at Lakers High School with the wrap-up here as Lakers just lost to Cassidy, but Brent Rayner and myself, Sue Schrader, game of the week on Cruise 102.1. We'd like to thank our fan base for calling in and giving us an update. Before we talk about the Greater Thumb East Front, you got an update on that Bay City All Saints USA game.
Well, just real quick, and this does come from a fan. I'm presuming a USA fan, so take it with a grain of salt. But All Saints did pull out the victory tonight at USA 66-65. The story we're being told is that a foul was called against USA with no time on the clock, which sent All Saints to the line to make, I'm not sure, one or two free throws. Following that, Coach Gameforth asked for an explanation, and after some exchange with the referee, it was like his explanation was he was ejected from the game. So unsure of if he then shot free throws for that, and that was the difference, or if they didn't shoot the free throws with the game being over. So not sure, but obviously an ejection would mean he won't be around to coach on Friday night for sure.
And that could make it an interesting situation. As we said, I believe they play Friday night. It's going to be USA at Reese. So that'll be an interesting matchup there to go into Reese, a tough territory to begin. But Hey, USA's making a statement in game five. Always has his teams ready, you know. So, you know, he's going to be right there, and that's going to give them probably a little bit extra energy there going into Reese. So if I'm the Reese Rockets, I'm going to be ready for a USA team that's coming out hungry. Did you have to find out how many points Jenner had there at all?
They didn't have a total for me, and being a USA fan reporting it, they probably wouldn't have told me if they did know. So.
All right, well, thank you very much for calling into the station, and let's take a quick look here before we wrap things up at Friday night's game. In the Raider Farm Conference, we've got Bollocks at Ugly Block. What do you think?
Well, you know what? Ugly's been playing well, but then they've struggled here with Sandusky as late, and I'll be curious. Badass plays good some games, and other nights they look a little weak. So, Ugly, I think Ugly probably has enough to, with their size, to defeat them, but it should be a good game, and obviously it's a rivalry game.
I think you're right, though. That is a big rivalry game, but Ugly's got a it's a crossover game, which is a good thing for Ugly. Ugly's got a chance here to rebound and get themselves back on track here in front of home court. And it's going to be a good game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think Ugly's going to have to be mindful of the ball. They're going to have to backfire it. They're not going to be able to let Badax get into that full court trap pass that they like to run. And when they run it, they've been effective. But Ugly was told it was a big Temple team. But I don't know. We saw them the other night in Colorado. Temple's been slowed down, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, their guards maybe struggle to touch. And if they can figure out a way to get the ball in the court and hit the ball in the hands of some of their bigger guys and the shooters, I think. A good stretch run on there down the stretch.
And we talked about Cassidy already. Hopefully Cassidy will be able to not have Bowser to keep things serious about there, since basically I think they picked up another win, but they do have that one loss so far. USA Reese, we've talked a little bit about that. Marlon and Harbor Beach, that's an interesting game, and that's probably a key game for Harbor Beach and for the rest of the Greater Thames League. If anybody wants to start Marlette from running away with the title.
Well, you're exactly right. If Marlette could come out there with a victory, they would have beaten all of the top-tier teams in the East and would absolutely be in the driver's seat. But like I said earlier, with that big floor at Harbor Beach and Harbor Beach style of run and gun, if their guards can create some issues for Marlette, it could be a very entertaining game.
I believe it's also a big weekend for Harbor Beach. It's not only I think it's their snow coming thing. I believe the village or the city of Harbor Beach has got festivals going on all weekend or on Saturday that day too. So a lot of people will be in town. That'll be a packed game, and that'll be a good game. I am sure it's going to be interesting, and everybody will be listening to see who wins that game. A lot of teams will be looking ahead. I'm sure everybody's going to be anxious to see how they do. Granted, Marlette and Sandusky still have to come up here and play at Ugly, and I don't think anybody's going to be undefeated at the end in the Greater Thumb East Conference, but that's an interesting game. Sandusky at Bryan City is another good one. Bryan City's record doesn't indicate it, but they're a tough team, and when they play at home, they can be very tough. Sandusky's on the road at Bryan City.
Bryan City always plays tough, like you said. They're well coached, and Sandusky, you know, on the road, a lot of their games here have been low scoring. So if you can get them into a low scoring game, you know, a 35-34 game, you never know how the ball might bounce in the last couple seconds to get a Bryan City upset there.
And Port Hope at Caseville, of course, Port Hope's team is struggling at the boys-girls doubleheader. You know, but that's a rivalry there. You know, this just might be the place that the Port Hope boys pick up a win.
It could be. I've not yet seen them play this year. Nor have I seen Caseville, so I think it'll be interesting. It's kind of nice that they get to do the boy-girl doubleheader. It gives you a chance to see, you know, both the boys and the girls.
And of course, over there, we got Mary Lee Schock, who's the coach for the girls. They play Caseville, and I think that's going to be a tough game. I don't think Port Hope's the team they used to be like last year. They're still a good team, but I don't think they're going to just walk into Caseville and Port Hope that win. I think they'll win it, but I think Caseville's going to give them a good run for their money. And here, that's Matt. You got Connie at Beckerville, CPS at Mondays. Akron Fairville at Oakridge, Kingston at Mayville. And this side for Thursday night in the Greater Time Conference, at Ugly. And pitching both the Lakers at Bay City All Saints. That's a big game in the Greater Conference there. Lakers needs to play a tight game against the All-5. They can't afford to give up any more losses if they want to stay in contention or in the running with Reese.
Well, you're exactly right. And you know, like we said, for the boys, the All Saints are very tough to play in. They're definitely all things is they're injured. They've got some injuries. They don't have a lot of height. The Lakers coming off that big one last night need to make sure they keep that tempo going over there.
And the Bronze girls game, that's another fun one, too, for them. Kansas City's staying in contention at Alabama this year. They've been down, but those players are pretty impressive. I'm on a team for pretty impressive. I have not seen Bronze, so I couldn't tell you that. I mean, Kansas City's going to play that one at home. And then, of course, we look at USA at Reese, the girls. Again, Reese's girls team is on fire right now, and I think if anybody's going to stop them, it's going to be the USA Patriots.
Well, USA is kind of a Jekyll and Hyde team. One game they look really good, and they're beating somebody by 20, and the next night it seems like they come out flat maybe and lose. But they definitely have all the pieces in place, and Coach Fitz over there has them playing well, and when they're playing well, they could beat anybody for sure.
And then Marlette at Harbor Beach girls game.